Permission Slip, written by Entangled Now, read to you by Be Brave 13, a Stranger Things fic featuring Steve Harrington / Eddie Munson. Podfickers notes: this story was recommended for me to read by Steady Stories. Thank you so much, my friend. Also, thank you to Entangled Now for having blanket permission for your fics. Summary: Dustin shows up asking Steve for a favor. Steve is trying to be a good big brother, and Eddie is not in any way okay. Steve! Steve sighs through his nose because he was just about to head home for the day, and he can already hear Dustin asking him for a ride somewhere. He can feel the shape of it in the way he says his name. Judging by the sound next to him, Eddie knows the familiar cadence of, "I want a favor, and I'm about to explain how important it is and why you should do it for me," as well as he does. How did he end up so whipped by a 14-year-old? Ugh, this isn't fair. "Wait, Steve, I need to ask you something." Steve spins the keys he has looped around one finger, cursing the fact that he was literally seconds away from escaping the park and leaving Dustin to bother Eddie instead. Eddie can hear him thinking it too, because now he's lifting both eyebrows at Steve in quiet judgment. He honestly has to wonder if whatever he has with Robin is contagious, whether he's just going to end up absorbing people into his social circle whenever they go through life-threatening experiences together, because he's not sure he's ready to have that many life-changing bonds. Eddie is cool, though. He likes Eddie, so maybe two is his limit. He could live with two.
Yeah, he says,
because it's Dustin, and as much as Steve likes to pretend he could ignore him or refuse whatever he's going to ask without hearing him out, he knows it's not happening.
"What is it?
Be quick, I was about to head home." Steve's half hoping that giving an actual destination will speed up whatever he's thinking of asking for. Dustin has already swung his bike in front of them both, effectively stopping them from going any further.
"I almost forgot, I need you to sign my permission slip."
"I'm sorry." "What?"
Steve's certain he heard that wrong.
"Why are you bringing it to me? As often as I find myself accidentally responsible for you during emergencies and end-of-the-world bullshit, we are not actually related. I can't just give you permission to do shit."
No, you can. It's an out-of-school club for the summer, and I don't know, there's something in their paperwork about the utilization of dangerous chemicals. It says under the permission that I only need the signature of a responsible adult to confirm that I can be trusted around them or whatever.
He dismisses the idea with an eye roll.
Which is rich, considering Steve had personally witnessed and almost been killed by some of the consequences to Dustin's actions. He's not sure there are safety glasses strong enough to deal with this kid's ego. "Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't be trusted around dangerous chemicals," he points out.
Dustin gives him a hurt look over the half-open zip of his bag.
"After everything we've been through, I'm disappointed that you'd say that to me. You know that's not true."
"Oh, it is absolutely true. But if Dustin wants him to say it aloud, then so be it." "I don't mean that you're gonna spill them on yourself or something, genius. I mean, they're gonna look away and you'll have made something that can melt a body in a bathtub or some shit."
"Steve, you wouldn't need..."
Steve waves a hand in Dustin's face, resisting the urge to tug his hat down to cut off another one of his smug lectures.
Nope, shut up, don't tell me, so I can plead ignorance when the cops are digging up your yard."
Eddie's laughing next to him, which is not helping, and Steve's pretty sure he'll find it significantly less funny when they end up knee-deep in beating a murder rap round two. But he figures that arguing over this will take longer than just signing the damn thing. He stretches a hand out in Dustin's direction and flaps his fingers impatiently because he doesn't think Henderson's going to let this go, and at least this way Steve might actually get to find out if he's making dubiously legal chemistry. He pretends to ignore the way Dustin's muttering about,
"Not in my own yard, Steve. What do you think I am, an amateur?"
Instead, he gestures with his fingers again.
"Give it here." The words are barely out before Dustin is arm deep in his bag, drawing out the two sheets of paper stapled together, sections already filled in with his loopy handwriting. He's talking again, something about not being able to go the year before. Steve knows he's making everyone wait now, but he skims through the thing he's handed anyway, and it seems to be exactly what Dustin said it was. A pen is clicked and thrust in his direction. Impatient little shit. And Steve's left holding the sheet and the pen and wondering how the fuck he's supposed to... He turns to Eddie. Bend over.
Eddie blinks in his direction, a wheezy sort of noise escaping him that's half laugh and half cough.
I'm sorry, what? What about this isn't obvious? Steve gestures with the paper and the pen Dustin had hastily fished out of his bag and clicked in his direction.
Bend over. I need to use you.
Eddie blinks, eyes moving from Steve's face to the pen and then widening. It finally seems to twig what he's talking about. Eddie swings around, clearing his throat sharply and then slowly bending at the shoulder.
Surrounded by amateurs, Steve mutters.
He wraps a hand around Eddie's waist and then spreads the other between his shoulder blades and pushes him down a little further.
Hands on your thighs, he tells him,
and is surprised how quickly Eddie does as he's told. No argument, no back talk, and no insults. Maybe he's as eager to have this over as Steve is.
Perfect. Stay there.
Steve lays the paper on Eddie's back, where it crinkles against his leather jacket, and then leans into him and signs his name on the first page.
You realize this means they will phone me if you're trying to do anything you shouldn't? He tells Dustin, who's hovering like he's worried Steve might have forgotten how to spell his own name.
Yes, Steve, I'm aware of that. It's not going to be a problem. You won't have to worry about it.
Won't have to worry about it.
Right. Sure.
Steve flips the first page up and leans in, signs the second, sweeping away a strand of Eddie's hair which had migrated across the paper. He can feel the way his back's shifting on every breath, the way he meets the pressure of Steve's arms by bracing himself. Eddie has his head tipped forward, hair sliding over the leather at his shoulders to fall in a curtain so Steve can't see his face, fingers gripping the denim over the thighs of his jeans so hard his knuckles are white. Steve lifts the paper and then gets a grip on the collar of Eddie's leather jacket, levers him upright again.
Okay, finished.
Eddie doesn't straighten immediately. Instead, there's a long exhale as he lifts his head and then stares into the woods beyond the road. Steve watches him knock out a cigarette before he catches Dustin trying to snatch the signed papers away from him.
Hey, dipshit. Steve points a finger at him to make sure he's listening. Don't think I missed the open day on that form, 18th of August. I will be showing up, so you better have some science to show for it.
Dustin blinks.
What, did you think I wouldn't read it?
Steve sets his hands on his hips. Dustin shakes his head.
I know you're not as invested in science.
Yeah, but you're as close to a brother as I have, so I will be showing up and not understanding a word of your stupid science, and you will probably be embarrassed, but also supported.
Steve thinks he might have accidentally made that sound like a threat. But Dustin's wearing the face of someone who'd expected to have to justify their interests, only to be headed off at the pass with support instead. Steve has no idea how the kid smiles with his whole face, but he always manages it. He also looks as if he's going to cry, which will be embarrassing for everyone here.
Steve, you're not going to believe the ideas I have, and of course I'm going to explain them to you. How are you supposed to know to be impressed if you don't get what I... No, I don't want to tell you in advance.
He's already stuffing the form back into his bag and throwing it over his shoulder.
Can I get a...
Can't. I'm at work early with Robin tomorrow, unless you want to hit school at 7 a.m.,
Dustin grimaces and wheels his bike around before throwing his leg over it and heading off. He yells something back, but Steve can't really hear it over the sound of Eddie clearing his throat, muttering something that sounds like,
wildly inappropriate. Get it together, Munson.
What?
Steve feels as if he'd missed something.
I didn't say anything.
Eddie laughs and shakes his head, shoves the cigarette he's halfway through smoking back between his lips.
Not important at all, just me losing my mind, as usual.
The last part he says out to the trees, and Steve has no idea what he's talking about.
You want me to give you a ride back?
Eddie shakes his head, hard enough to send his hair swinging.
Nope. No. I'm good. I need to walk. I mean, I need to run some errands. Anyway, I'll head out in a bit. Catch up with you later.
You sure? Steve asks, frowning at how firm that sounded. He's surprised because Eddie usually hangs around with him longer than this. He'd figured they'd get distracted, eventually pick up a movie and watch it at his house. But Eddie looks like he can't get away from Steve fast enough.
Yep, you know, stuff to do.
The cigarette is dropped and crushed, the last mouthful of smoke coming out in a long exhale.
People to see. Errands to run. Busy, busy.
Oh, okay. I'll see you tomorrow then? Eddie's nodding, mouth pressed shut in a way that doesn't feel casual at all. It feels weird to leave him there, staring out into the woods, both hands shoved in his jacket pockets. But Steve doesn't really have a choice. He hopes it wasn't his fault that Eddie's acting weird all of a sudden. They've been getting on better since spring break, and he thought they were close enough friends now that they could be honest if they accidentally said something shitty to each other. But Steve can't remember half of what he'd said. Nothing bad, as far as he knows. Maybe Robin can help him puzzle it out. The end. Thanks for listening. See y'all in the next one. Bye!